Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy has renewed its demand for the state government to take decisive action on its core demands regarding the state's reservation policy. The committee, in a statement, expressed concern that despite the state cabinet's announcement to set up a commission to examine the current reservation system, there has been no official response or progress on the committee's demands either to scrap the existing policy or to allocate the unreserved quota to the five tribes represented by the committee. The committee said no official communication had taken place since the June 3rd meeting and reiterated its dissatisfaction with the delay. The committee further clarified that the composition of the proposed commission must exclude civil society organizations from its membership in order to uphold the neutrality, fairness, and integrity of the commission's work and to prevent any conflict of interest or undue influence. The committee remains committed to constructive engagement but reserves the right to initiate appropriate democratic measures if the issue remains unaddressed within a reasonable time frame, it added. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality healthcare services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur yesterday, she said doctors play a very important role in the development of the country as they not only treat diseases but also lay the foundation of a healthy society.
इस अवसर पर सभी डॉक्टर्स से कहना चाहूंगी चिकित्सा लोगों की सेवा करने के साथ-साथ देश की सेवा का माध्यम भी है डॉक्टरों का समाज और देश के विकास में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान होता है ये केवल रोग का इलाज नहीं करते बल्कि एक स्वस्थ समाज की नींव भी रखते हैं.
The president added that doctors have to face many challenges, but it is important to understand the importance of empathy. President Murmu also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building. Dimapur Naga Students' Union has appealed to the concerned department for extension of summer break for government schools in Dimapur due to soaring temperatures. Considering that the peak of summer heat in Dimapur occurs during July and August, the union urged the concerned department to extend the summer vacation to a minimum of 20 days or a full month until the fourth week of August 2025 in the interest of students' and teachers' well-being. The union believed that the concerned authority will consider and take appropriate measures to ensure a more conducive learning environment for all students. As a powerful example of community engagement and responsibility, the residents of Pungro village came together to take proactive steps in supporting their local government school, GMS Pungro village. They undertook the revamping of classrooms to create a healthier and more effective learning environment for both students and teachers. The school has been facing challenges with overcrowded classrooms due to a surge in student enrollment along with persistent dust issues. More report from our correspondent.
In a commendable effort, the community refurbished a classroom measuring 70 feet in length and 20 feet in width by laying down concrete flooring. Additionally, two staircases, each measuring 10 feet in length and 10 feet in width, were constructed. This initiative was possible through generous contributions from individuals, local groups, and various organizations, with 95 volunteers wholeheartedly participating in the effort. Since its establishment, GMS Pungro Village has played a vital role in providing education not only to children from Pungro Village but also to those from neighboring communities, serving as an important educational hub for the region. For Akashvani News Kohima, Yohana Muri.
And according to weather updates from the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, all districts of Nagaland are expected to experience rainfall starting today and continuing until the 8th of this month. These showers may be accompanied by thunderstorms and lightning across the state. Heavy rainfall is also predicted for most districts from tomorrow through Sunday. Kifire and Twinsang are likely to receive very heavy rainfall on Tuesday and Wednesday. The NSDMA has advised that it is crucial to take necessary precautions during this period, including staying safe from lightning strikes and strong winds. Road transport and connectivity may also be disrupted in the coming days. Due to the potential for high precipitation in hilly areas, lowland and foothill districts, including Dimapur, Newland, Chumukedima, Bhandari, Bagdi, Tizit and Tuli, may be at risk of waterlogging and flash floods. In light of this, the NSDMA has urged the public to exercise caution and avoid any unnecessary risk during this period. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.